the set.
Camera speed.
Sound production, take one.
Action!
Welcome to the End of the Fangirls podcast. I'm Sam.
I'm Lexi, and we're two girls with the slight obsession of everything pop culture.
We're also obsessed with Yellow Jackets.
Yes, we are.
And the season 2 trailer.
Finally.
Dropped, like, 2 days ago? Three, four days ago? As
something
of us
like
filming
that.
This. It dropped this week.
Fun fact, today is the 1 year anniversary of the season finale.
Why can't it be the season premiere right now? Like,
right?
Like, why do we have to wait until March?
And the end of March. We got like 10 weeks left. I need it now.
Yeah.
I miss my cannibal babies.
Me too. And I'm thinking they're actually going to get cannibalistic this season.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping.
They will win Emmys that way.
They will. Once they start eating women.
Exactly.
Sorry. When they start eating people. Not just women. We don't discriminate. You can eat men too.
There are men there.
Yeah. I say they eat them first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we like them. Well, we know
Coach
Travis
is,
makes it out.
Yeah. Coach is like, I could take him or leave him.
The gays, they're trying to kill me.
I don't remember how we did our Wednesday breakdown.
I think we really just talked about it.
Okay. I'm down with that. I meant to like see how we did that because it's the same thing. There was a lot
kind
more
of broke it
in
down
the
scene by scene.
Trailer.
There was a scene every 0.5 milliseconds, I swear
yeah.
to God.
And it's insane. But it all looks really, 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 really good.
It does. I like could not tell you what the heck is gonna happen though.
No.
I mean, when season 2 comes out, I think we're going to do that, like our season 1 like recap review, get you ready for season 2 kind of
yes.
thing. If you haven't watched season 1, get on that.
Go watch that.
Yes. So basically season 1 ends with a lot of questions rather than answers. From season 1, the only adults that you think that make it out of I'm sorry, the only children that you think make it off or out of the wilderness is Shauna, Ty, Natalie, Misty, and Travis.
Yeah.
So when, like, the last second of the season ends and they said, who the fuck is Lottie Matthews? You're like, come again? There's more?
When did we find out that Van was alive? Was
we
that
didn't.
Just, it was just a casting thing?
Yeah.
I really hate that they revealed that.
Yeah,
that
so
would have been
I.
a really good plot twist. Because then it's like, hey, who the fuck died?
Also, it's like, how the fuck did Ty and Van not end up together?
Right?
I mean, love Ty. Maybe it's a good thing her and Van didn't end up together?
Yeah.
And also, just... So
maybe,
many more questions
about Ty.
Maybe
Van would have been good for her.
Maybe it would have real. I maybe she wouldn't be a psycho. Love
maybe.
You, Ty.
Love I love
you.
Her. But yeah, there's something.
There's something off.
When you start killing dogs and keeping their hearts on like a pedestal, it's an issue.
And like no memory of it.
And then eating dirt.
Yeah.
Babe, are you anemic? Let us know.
I'm just need it now.
Oh, I thought you were like had like some revelation or something like that.
No revelation.
I'm like, if you have a revelation, please share it because I'm at a loss with this trailer already.
Yeah, quickly though with Ty like had these visions when she was a child, right? They just gotten progressively worse.
I think so.
Maybe it's from eating all the animals. Or people.
Probably the people, let's be real.
She probably has rabies, now that I'm thinking about it.
Ew, you're probably right.
She had a dog. Her own dog.
Gross.
Nasty. Nasty.
Ugh.
But we love the cannibals.
We don't love the dog killers, but we love Ty, so we'll let it slide. I guess we just jump into it. We have no
Yeah.
idea what's going on in this, so this is just us
The
figuring it
only thing
out.
I know is the first like 5 seconds of the trailer because it's the most
Yeah.
coherent part of the whole entire trailer.
And I also just say I hate that they made Juliette Lewis's character be the monologue, because all I can focus on is her weird ass speaking pattern as she's doing it. I'm like, I can't take you seriously. She grew on me, but I still giggle whenever she like is all dramatic.
Speaks.
Yeah.
Fair, fair.
She's like trying to talk like a valley girl and like also one of those like stereotypical rich girls, and I think it's very funny.
Because she's neither.
Yeah.
She's a druggie.
Yeah. But it's very funny.
Still the greatest scene from season one is Misty just walking in on Natalie trying to do a line of coke, and Misty throws her out of the way and does the line herself.
And you know it isn't gonna affect her because Misty's already off her rockers.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I can't wait to rewatch this show.
So good.
I want like everyone I know to watch this. Like in my house, I'm just gonna like watch it in my living room and be like, "You've seen
Because
this?"
I truly feel like there's only like the handful of people on Stan Twitter that watch
Yeah,
this.
and it's so good.
Yeah, there I ran into one of my patients at my old job was watching Yellow Jackets, and she was the first person I heard like outside that was watching it. And then when the season two trailer dropped, someone I follow on Instagram posted the trailer. Other than that, I've not heard anyone speak of the show.
So weird.
Did you feel like that maybe they didn't do a lot of promo for the season one? Like, I heard
Maybe.
about it. Like, I know Alex was always tweeting a lot about it, but I didn't even know what it was about.
I
And
don't think
then,
I heard about it, but like, I'm not as into
yeah.
TV, so.
Well, that's true. That's true.
I
But
feel like they're
then,
doing really good with promo now, though, like with season two, which is good. So watch season two, but watch season one as well. But
Yes.
like they're probably gonna start eating each other this season, so get on it.
If you don't watch the first like 2 minutes of season one and you're not instantly hooked already,
Yeah.
you have issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll be rewatching this tonight.
Yeah, no, like I honestly feel like
I
rewatching it
kind
right
of really
now.
want to rewatch it now. I'll rewatch it again in like a month. All right, that's
Okay,
fine.
cool. That's
Okay,
decided.
that's cool. So we start out in, is it a bunker?
I have no idea.
We got a MILF with a
Oh,
capital M.
yes.
Yeah.
I have to
Adol
find out what
Wadi
her
is
name is.
fucking gorgeous.
Queen.
Literally. As soon as the pictures dropped over, I'm like, I'm gonna fall in love with her. Like, I'm going to. It's just not even a
Yeah.
question.
I already am.
Yeah. I already love Wadi as a teen. Like, I love her character. So, like, putting a MILF in her spot, sign me up.
Say less, who plays adult Lottie? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Adult Lottie?
Yeah, let me know if you find this out.
No, Simone Kessel.
She looks like a Simone.
She does.
That just
She
fits.
does. She's from New Zealand too, so she has an accent.
That's fine. But yeah, it's adult Lottie shining a light in Natalie's eyes.
Yes.
And what'd you say they're just doing?
I feel like she's trying to hypnotize her to bring her back to what happens in the wilderness.
Which is funny because I feel like Natalie would, not Natalie, I feel like Lottie would be the one you ask, though. She feels like she's pulling all those strings. It's like, I don't know why she wants
Maybe she,
Natalie.
well, maybe the shock therapy whipped her back. We'll get back to that later. But yeah, since Lottie is our antler queen. Oh my, what was the last line she said in season one? Because it gave me chills.
I don't remember, man. I don't know where they're doing this though. Like, it looks like it's taken through like a porthole.
Yeah, so it might be. I have a feeling she's in hiding.
Oh,
I'm
for
not
sure.
surprised she'd be in hiding.
If she's got like supernatural powers, no way they're letting her live a normal life.
Nope.
And she was involved with all this, like, no way. I don't think. Are they saying anything at the beginning?
No. Okay, the last line that Lottie says is, "Shed blood, my beautiful friends, and let the darkness set us free."
Yeah, she's a little loony. Is that after they see Jackie?
Wait, okay. I'm going to read this little blurb right now. The French phrase that Lottie says in the Yellow Jacket season finale is, it's in French. I'm not reading French. The phrase translates to shed blood, my beautiful friends, or more literally, spill the blood when combined with the English phrase, the Lottie Yellow Jacket's character's closing line for season one, which comes after the revelation that she is connected to Travis' death in 2021, are shed blood, my beautiful friends, and let the darkness set us free. I feel like that didn't make sense. Travis didn't die, though.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, in 2021. I'm sorry. I
Yeah.
was thinking of the island. I was
No.
thinking of. I also keep, like, this is Lost in the Wilds is stuck in my head because I think
Yeah.
they're stuck on an island. No, they're stuck in the middle of the Canadian desert. Desert? Oh my God.
Wilderness.
Forest.
It's okay. Our brain is mush from this trailer.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just Natalie and Wadi, and then it goes into like the past, the 90s, and there's like this weird, I'm assuming it's a bunker, like a homemade one, because
Yeah,
it
like
looks like they have a
shelter.
piece of the plane as a door, and then they have sticks, like it looks homemade. Which
Yes.
honestly, I'm very impressed because like it looks pretty sturdy.
Looks sturdy. It
And with
kind of
how much
looks
snow
warm.
is on that thing, yeah, right? With how much snow is on that thing, I would expect it to collapse.
Yeah.
As a Canadian, I've seen some heavy ass snow that looks like some heavy ass snow.
Yeah, because in this cl the next clip, it looks like Natalie is literally waist deep in snow.
Yeah. Also,
Which is crazy.
there's another clip. I didn't put it down because it's like a 2 second, not even. It's like 2 milliseconds. Blink and you'll miss it, like the most of it. But it's just someone's sock foot stepping into snow. I'm like, not a shoe. I beg of you.
My foot's freezing. I just got
Right?
frostbite thinking of it.
Right?
Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah, it's Nat walking to the plane. I don't really know what she's doing. She's got a giant backpack with her, though. Oh, she
Maybe
got the gun?
she's probably going to check for supplies, maybe. She does, it does look like the gun's in her hand.
Yeah, she has the gun later on too. But then there's the coach, like leaning up against a window. He looks like, yeah, he looks like he's like half dead.
Well, then again, his leg is amputated.
Yeah. Like amateurly amputated.
It by
Just oh.
She was wild.
I love that crazy bitch. Oh God, this show's so fun. Yeah, no, he looks pale as hell. He looks like he's like, he looks like he's hanging on for dear life.
He might be the first person they eat.
I was waiting for it all season one.
I know.
But yeah, I agree. I think he'll be the first one that they eat, as sadistic as that sounds.
Well, no, Jackie.
Yeah, but you said you think they'll like bury her.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna turn cannibal until like they're desperate.
Yeah. And I feel like they're gonna get
Maybe they'll
desperate
use
really
them to
quick.
for fire.
Maybe.
To keep the fire going. Oh,
Yeah.
God. Okay.
Then I, Jesus Christ. Then it goes into Ty walking into that weird stick bunker. And that's where you can like
Yeah.
actually tell like it's
Literally made of sticks.
yeah, it's literally made of sticks and like wooden stuff. It doesn't look as sturdy there, but like we'll let it slide, I guess. Like you girls could do better. It's totally fine. Oh, and then the one that like has me hung up the most is Natalie eating something. It does not look like drugs. It does not look like a cracker.
Oh my God, no, maybe it's mushrooms.
It could be.
I also feel like there are some scenes in here I was like, they're definitely tripping on mushrooms again.
Forgot
Like
they
the
tripped
whole,
on
like,
mushrooms.
yeah, that was wild.
Okay, so it's either a mushroom or Coach slash Jackie. It
Or
looks like
Shauna's
me.
baby. Maybe
Or
not Shauna's
Shauna's
baby yet.
baby. Maybe
I'm
not
gonna
yet.
go with no to Shauna's baby because we haven't seen her pregnant yet.
Yeah,
In the trailer,
we have. Oh, pregnant. In the
yeah,
trailer.
like fully pregnant.
Okay. Because I know she had like a bump at the end of season one.
She did.
Yeah. I was making the cover for this episode,
Oh,
and like it
okay.
was the one where they're all dressed up and you can see like a little bump.
Oh, okay.
I don't think she'll have the baby this season, though.
No, unless they do like a major time jump, but I don't see that happening.
Or unless she loses the baby. That's the only other possible way I see it going.
Yeah, they really probably should have put some trigger warnings in season one, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Like, trigger warning right now. If you want to watch season one, Shauna tries to give herself an abortion with a hanger.
Yeah. And probably a future trigger warning. Pretty sure that baby's not coming out of there alive.
No.
Or she had the baby and Lottie took it.
Oh my God.
I could so see Lottie taking the baby.
She could be the Antler Princess. You don't even know what the
Oh
gender is, Antler Prince.
my God, that's kind of cute. The Antler Royal Highness.
Yeah. The
Yeah.
next member of the Antler
The next
throne.
heir to the Antler throne. Yeah, I
Oh my God.
don't know. There's gonna, because we know that she doesn't have the baby. Like her daughter is not the baby that she's
Yeah, just
currently pregnant with in the
le
'90s.
lot logistically, time is not working.
So there's like
Or
one of three things that's happening.
the baby could have made it out alive, but they've realized Shauna is an unfit mother for this child
Hey, there's one of
too.
four things that
When they come back and they're like, "What happened?" And they're like, "They tried to I sacrificed my baby and we tried to eat it." Yeah, CPS is gonna take your child.
Yeah. Yeah. Then the other one I'm stuck on, though. There's a man? Question mark? Potentially, I think it's a man. It looks like Poach. Like, tied up in ropes. Are you looking at it?
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I really thought that was Shauna at first.
I didn't know who I thought it was, but the features kind of look more like Poach. I also don't really know why they'd have Shauna tied up. But like he's buried. Whoever this
Really
is
know
too.
if he's tied up, though. Maybe it's just like rope to go hunting or like set up a trap.
Maybe. But he does like lift something to his mouth.
Maybe it's Travis.
It could be Travis. I do feel like it's a guy.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who has a blue coat.
But I don't
Maybe
know
it
what
is
they're
Travis.
sniffing. Like, they bring something up to their mouth.
Maybe it's shrooms. Or maybe it's a cloth. I
It's a
don't know.
claw of some sort. Yeah, you can't, like, see, like. I should probably turn my brightness up. That might help me see.
No, it does not help that much.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, wait. Not on him, but back on the clip about young Natalie eating something. It looks like potentially Misty standing next to her, like watching her.
I'm
Like,
sorry. Let me go get my super binocular glasses and the fucking. Where do you get Misty?
the hair kind of looks like her.
I just want everyone, if you're watching on screen, to look at this clip.
Turn up your brightness. She's right
My
there.
brightness is all the way up. Hold on. We're gonna lower my computer brightness so you can see. She's talking about this.
Yeah, that's
Where do
Misty.
you see hair?
Where do you not see hair?
I see a yellow jacket's jacket.
Do you not see hair? Like right there. Like,
No.
that is a person.
No, I'm not gonna argue that that's not a person, but I don't.
That's hair.
Okay.
That is
Okay.
hair.
Okay.
Hair, people. Hair.
It could be Van.
Okay, it's either Van or it's Misty.
Okay.
Misty just feels more likely to like force feed somebody.
Yeah, very fair.
Yeah, then it goes to Lottie like laying down Travis. Correct me if I'm wrong. Don't they all try to have sex with Travis? Was that a plot point?
Okay, Natalie definitely
Or
has sex with
Coach?
Travis. Misty wanted to have sex with Coach, but Coach is gay, and Misty was really offended.
Right. I feel like they all tried to sleep with Travis while they were all high on mushrooms. Or they tried to kill him. They either tried to sleep with somebody or they tried to kill somebody.
Who did Travis and not Travis, Natalie and Shauna try to sleep with? I know Natalie definitely was sleeping with Travis, but who else? Ty?
No, Ty's gay.
I know she is, but I feel like she was trying to sleep with him at one point. Or was it Misty?
I think it
No, I
was
don't think.
Miss. I don't think it was Ty.
Jackie!
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It was Jackie.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. But here, it's Lottie that's
Don't
laying
really
Travis
think
down. No, I don't
that
think
I.
she's like trying to sleep with him, but like.
No, doing her ritual thing as
Yeah.
antler queen, but without the antlers this time.
But I don't know what she's doing.
I don't trust Lottie with anything.
No.
Especially because she's really off her meds now. Yeah.
I don't know why Travis is letting her do that. But then again, I wouldn't say no to her either because she scares me a little
I'd say no to her because she's pretty. You
That's true.
the TikTok, it was like, what would it take for you to join? Oh, MILF's in there, not in.
Sorry, you cut out on me.
Oh, sorry. You know the TikTok where it says, like, what would it take for you to join a cult?
Yeah.
Just throw some MILFs in and I'm good.
Honestly, yeah. Like,
Like,
Stan
Stan
Twitter
Twitter
just.
is already a cult.
It is. It is. Yeah. We're easy. But then it has Natalie looking at a window.
So at first I kind of thought it was maybe like her looking at Travis and Lottie, but it looks like that Lottie and Travis are in like the stick bunker and this looks like the
You might be right
cabin.
about that.
This, but
About
this
them
looks like
being
the
in,
actual cabin.
yeah, about them being in a stick, in the stick place, though.
Yeah.
Having flames that close to sticks doesn't sound like a good idea to me.
Nope.
Yeah, then there's like a moose carcass on the wall. Deer carcass. I think it's a moose.
Sam, I think it's elk.
Whatever.
Sam, your family goes hunting.
I don't.
In Canada, you should know this.
Sorry, I've never seen an elk or a moose up close.
Really? They're not just like walking around?
No, they're not just walking around. I've seen deer.
I've
Seen
seen
New
deer
York deer.
too. Yeah.
We chased one. We didn't chase it. We followed it. Like very
Remember
briefly.
this.
You don't remember this? It was one of
Oh
those.
my God,
Yeah.
yes! Montague. Yeah, we did. Okay. I was picturing when we went to go find Julia and Ethan. Because
No.
usually along the parkway there's some deer.
No, it was
But
when we
no.
went to the Montauk Project.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we saw a deer and we
Okay.
followed it.
Okay.
Yeah. Then there's Natalie running through the woods, but adult Natalie, so I'm assuming this is when she escapes Lottie.
Or Lottie could have actually hypnotized her and it has brought her back into the wilderness,
Ooh,
but
that'd be
without
good.
snow, right?
I could
Right?
be into that. I could be into that.
It's one or the other.
Yeah.
Even though she's wearing the same clothes, like, you know, when people hypnotize themselves,
Well,
like, they
yeah.
envision them
You're
wearing the
like,
same things.
yeah.
Yeah.
Then, as you pointed out, because I didn't know what this was, it's Lottie's antler queen headdress.
I'm feeling it's either a dream or once again trip down on mushrooms just because of how blurry it is
Yeah.
around the edges of the
I
picture
didn't
of
notice
this.
that, but yeah. You might be right.
Yeah, so that's our antler queen.
I'm scared. Then it's Shauna is sleeping. And I really looked through this to make sure, like, I thought, like, someone was, like, gonna kill her. I think
No, she
she's
might
genuinely just sleeping.
sleeping high off of drugs. One or the other.
This is the one that is throwing me. You can see them all. Like cheersing with little golden
Yeah.
chalices. And then I think this goes also with the scene later on where they're looking like a cult.
Yes.
So I'm assuming this is a dream sequence.
I believe it as well. We're a
Because there's
high
no snow on the
sequence.
ground.
Yeah, that's true too.
And in turn with that, when it shows them like all standing as a cult, Shauna is like standing while they're all sitting.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm
Oh,
like, I
maybe this is like Shauna's dream when she's
maybe.
sleeping, make back-to-back clips, right? Yeah, makes
Yeah.
sense.
I'm all also when I saw this scene, I'm like, oh my God, they're sacrificing the baby.
Right.
Listen, I don't have high hopes for this child, but yet it's my
No.
favorite storyline. Because I am just so curious what is going to happen. I'm terrified for
If
what's
they
gonna
just write it
happen.
as a miscarriage, I'm gonna be upset.
Yeah, because you can't write this and then cop out. Come on. I want that baby to be the next antler queen or king or whatever gender neutral term there is for that.
Yes.
That would be a plot twist. And that is what I want.
Yes.
Then it's someone holding hands. Oh, the more I
I
look at this,
think
it might be Ty.
okay, it might be. I'm thinking that they have ash on their thumb and they're marking the hand in some sacrificial way.
Oh, that would make sense.
What sacrifice this is or the meaning, I have no idea.
Maybe they're writing the symbol. Or you did say that you think they're going to split up.
Yeah, so like I have a theory that so with Jackie dying, I have a feeling it's gonna cause the group to split into two. Obviously, I think Lottie is going to head one of them. I have a feeling Shauna or Ty will probably lead the other group. It also just kind of makes sense with back in the real time of why they're all scared of Lottie.
That's true.
So we'll see. Yeah, and also I feel like it kind of brings into like the cannibal fight for food, like killing off each other and eating the other people that were not from your tribe.
And I feel like if anyone's gonna do that, it's gonna be Lottie.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Nat, Shauna, Ty, Van, and Misty will all come together. And I think everyone else will follow Lottie, and then eventually everyone comes together.
Yeah, I'm feeling it's gonna be a lot of back and forth, kind of like with Lost, where everyone was kind of changing
Yeah.
sides. It's gonna be depending what day, if your tribe decides to
I can
sacrifice you.
see also Natalie just kind of going off on her own.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I
Which,
love
like,
that.
honestly, that feels like the safer option at this point.
Yeah, it really does.
I don't feel safe around any of them.
I would feel, I wish Natalie was heading a group because I would go with her.
Oh, for
I know I'm
sure.
living. I
For
know I'm
sure.
living.
Maybe not present day Natalie, but.
No, present day Natalie. I'm sticking with Sean on that one.
Oh, absolutely. Then another shot. Then the one after that is two charred bodies in the plane.
Yeah, I and it doesn't even look like a fire. It looks like a major spark, which I don't
Yeah.
know how that would happen.
I don't. Lightning?
Maybe.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
Because it's not like anything in this plane would be connected to power anymore, so it's not like you could create sparks from it, unless you can
True,
create
true.
sparks from wires that aren't plugged in or working. I'm assuming these are bodies from, like, the original plane crash, though, not like people they killed.
I wonder if they can eat them. I
I
don't
wouldn't
know
be
if their meat
surprised
would
if they
still be
try.
good.
I could see them trying.
Yeah.
I
But they
wouldn't
gotta
want
save
to.
those bodies in case the plane goes up in flames.
Yeah. I'm realizing now how little I would be able to survive on in
Yeah.
the wilderness. I'm not eating
I'm
anybody.
good.
Yeah.
I'll die. It's
I'll
okay.
eat leaves. I'm not eating a person.
I'm vegetarian.
I'll eat bugs. I'm not eating a person. It's a nasty man.
Yeah.
What's after that? Oh, then it's Coach,
Looking frightened. It's probably Misty again,
like
trying to
there's like
fucking
three
kiss him.
shots of Coach just looking terrified. And I
Yeah.
guarantee you, Misty's on the other end of each of them.
Yes. I mean, I would be terrified.
Oh, I
Also,
am
just
terrified of
being
her.
surrounded by girls.
The other thing is, though, scared of teen Misty. I kind of want to be friends with current day Misty
No,
because
current day
Christina
Misty's
Ritchie
cool.
is so cute.
Current day Misty's psycho,
Oh,
but a
absolutely.
little
But
less
she's funny.
psycho. Yeah.
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 And she's played by Christina Ricci. And I just. Like, I know she can play crazy.
Yeah.
But, like, she plays it in a way that, like, doesn't feel harmful.
No.
And she's small. I could kick her ass.
So true.
She's, like, 4'9". I could beat her up.
I'm
Sorry,
almost like a
Christina.
whole foot taller than her.
Yeah. She's probably, like, 5 foot, but still. She's still tiny. I'm
Yeah, she
taller than
is.
her.
Yes.
Coming for you if you ever come for me. Where were we?
Okay. We're at the part where we come back to Natalie and Lottie in present day, and Natalie
Correct.
says they brought the darkness back with them.
Yeah. That's
I don't
referring
know.
to Lottie's people, I'm assuming.
I don't know.
It's very ominous.
It is.
Should
Because
be
I'm
noted.
just like, I don't know if the darkness is physical people or if it's a feeling, but let me, that symbol, just no good.
Or aren't they all kind of being haunted? Not haunted, but like I'm forgetting the general plot of the first
Oh,
season.
yes. Okay, so Ty is running for senator, governor, something along those lines. And I think that they're being blackmailed into, or they're
Right, it's like
writing
a
a
Mary Alice
book.
situation.
Yeah, or was someone writing? I think someone tried to contact Shauna about the book they were writing. They wanted to get her side of the story. I think it just is all coming back to them 20 years later, 30,
Okay.
25 years later, something along those lines.
Is that maybe what Nat's talking about then?
Maybe that it's
Like they
coming.
just show up now and all of a sudden all this stuff is like coming back and they're.
Yeah, maybe.
I want the answers.
Yeah. Once again, you will be left with more questions than answers. Also, there's a point where they say, I don't know where they say.
And watch the light. Allow yourself to go back.
I'm sorry, I'm watching it to
No, you're
find
good.
the.
You see. You brought the darkness back on us.
Also, it's I the way that she sounds, it sounds like she was just possessed by something. That is not what Nat normally sounds like.
Let me go back. No, yeah. Yeah, that sounds like she just came out of like a possession and saw some
Yeah.
shit. But we wait, no.
Okay. We didn't get there yet, but there's a point where it says we
Did
weren't
she say you
alone.
brought it back with us or we brought it back with us?
I think if they say, wait, let me double check.
They're talking about the baby.
Let's see.
We brought it back with us. But what I was really listening for was they mentioned that they weren't alone out there. So there's also, I'm cutting a little ahead of myself. There's also a scene in the trailer and they're wearing these masks. There's like a bunny mask, an owl mask. And it's also seen in, is it seen in the very beginning of the show? Are they wearing masks? I know you can't see their faces, but I don't remember if they were masks.
They might be.
Okay. So there's like another theory that like there's already people living out there. And obviously they've infiltrated their land. So maybe
That's so
they,
creepy.
yeah, it is. Maybe it's like the Yellow Jackets tribe with their original tribe going at it. Maybe like the Yellow Jackets break off into their two tribes, and when they finally realize that they're not there out there alone, they'll come back together and
Maybe.
realize that they have to fucking figure out what the hell to do.
Because we never found out who the girl at the beginning of the show is, did we? I don't think we ever found that out. Do you know who I'm
One that
talking
they
about?
killed.
Yeah, the one who's like running in the snow.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, we didn't.
So maybe she's from the other tribe?
Maybe. Count me out. Thank you.
Good Lord. Yeah.
Yeah, so they brought the darkness back with us.
Mm-hmm.
Also, so the next clip is someone hiking like in the snow in the mountain.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's not Natalie, is it?
No.
Let us know if she was hiking earlier. Yeah, where are you going? Like,
It's
what is
giving
around that you see?
Grinch
I was gonna
vibes
say,
climbing
it's giving
Mount
Cuckoo
Crumpet.
Mountain. She's just mad at the group. They're climbing. They seem to have their own Grinch
Unless
moment.
this is my only thought is to climb the mountain, it's kind of give an aerial view of what's around and where to go from there.
That's a good point.
I would
Why
never
are you
do
going
that
alone?
though. Yeah, exactly. Why put in that much effort, especially in the fucking snow?
Also,
Like,
how are
how
they
far
expecting
is
to
this?
get up this mountain? It's covered in snow. Like, one wrong move, and I feel like that snow is tumbling down.
Yeah, no, you're caught in an avalanche, and you're a goner.
Well, we had 2 plane crashes last season. Now we're going to get an avalanche. Next season, tsunami. Who knows? Maybe a mudslide.
Maybe.
After that, though, it's Lottie wiping snow off of, like, I'm assuming the plane window.
No, I thought they found a car. Am I wrong? Am I mixing up Lost and...
Okay, maybe, I don't know.
I don't know why I felt like they found a car.
They might have. We really should have rewatched this.
We should have.
Yellow also, jackets.
There clearly has... There clearly has to be other people out there, because why the fuck is there just a random cabin in the woods? Like, granted,
hey, yeah. Know,
like, for hunting purposes.
Oh, wait, they found the guy upstairs.
Oh, right, he died.
Yeah.
Like, their future. Rip.
Rip. But yeah. I don't know. Lottie's wiping the snow off of something.
Yeah. Clearly, she thinks there's something in there. I don't know what. Maybe not.
I'd be looking at anything I could there.
Yeah.
But then it's Ty walking into some place that has Rosemary's Baby poster on the wall.
It actually is.
Yeah.
Stop, that's too funny.
Foreshadowing?
Yeah, I think
is so. Is Shauna delivering Satan?
No, that's what Ty is.
that too. Maybe her son is Satan. Maybe. Her son a little shit.
I thought he was, but then I realized that maybe he's not because Ty is actually doing these things.
Maybe. Okay. Then it's adult Shauna.
My mommy.
I don't know what she's doing. She's just walking around looking confused. Then it's crazy Misty.
Literally crazy eyes.
Yeah. They couldn't have picked a better person for that.
No. Truly, then, I don't even know who else would play her.
No. But then they also got young Misty, like, putting on glasses.
Once again, crazy eyes.
Yeah. Then it's a shot of an icicle. I hope someone gets stabbed with it.
Lovely.
But then it's all them standing out, like, on the porch, like, watching the snowstorm. And that shit looks nasty. And
it's a storm. It's not, like, a nice little snowfall. It is a storm.
No, it's a blizzard.
No, thank you.
I just know that shit is painful as it hits your face.
Yeah.
So, like, go inside, honestly. Like, why are you out here? Then there's Shauna looking at the window, looking all sad. Or confused or scared. One of the three. Maybe all of the above.
Yeah, I was thinking that she was, like, just kind of remembering where Jackie died.
That too. I was trying to look at the window.
Maybe they're burying Jackie?
Maybe.
Yeah, you don't really get anything.
They do have to get rid of Jackie's body, though, because wolves look out for it.
Yeah, like, they have to go far away.
Yeah.
Or
I'm
thinking,
I'm getting all my information on this. Great point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting all my information on this from Grey's Anatomy, and the wolves come for Lexi's body when she dies in the plane crash. So they gotta move. They gotta move Jackie.
Yeah.
It looks like there's like a fire out there, though, but... Then it's adult Shauna again, looking perplexed.
I've missed her.
Right.
Goddamn.
Oh, and then it's the shot I was telling you where the person steps onto the snow with sock feet, and I'm honestly going to guess it's Misty just because she feels like a crazy bitch who would walk out in the snow in sock feet.
I was going to go with Ty or Vin. Ty.
It could be Ty.
Oh, wait, there's multiple.
She's sleepwalking.
There's someone else. If you look at the last second, you can see a foot come.
Oh.
Okay, they're all going out for some reason. Why wouldn't you put on shoes? I don't know.
Yeah, right?
Unless that's the other tribe and they're trying to be secretive.
Maybe. Yeah, but then it's Wadi standing in, like, what looks like elevator doors.
Yeah, I think this is the most interesting fucking clip of the entire thing.
Yeah.
Where is this girl finding an elevator? How did she get out?
Yeah, I'm unless so confused.
She's high on shrooms or something.
It must be maybe the dream sequence.
But the only reason why I possibly think the very last scene in this trailer is Ladia having shock therapy done.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not the very last scene. It is one of the last ones, though. She's literally having shock therapy. And that does not look like they were doing it somewhere in the wilderness. This looks like in a hospital.
I'm just so confused.
Unless this is pre. Because I know they showed like some flashbacks.
Maybe.
To because
she doesn't look like she has like any like.
Life to her?
No, like that too. Any like frostbite or.
Yeah.
Like anything on her skin. Like in the wild, like how they all have like. Brown some patches really on their skin summer. And like yeah. Like she looks pretty.
I mean, the hospital could have cleaned her up, but
yeah, but she still looks a little too.
Too normal. Put together.
So maybe it's a flashback. Because otherwise, maybe. I don't know how they're getting her shock therapy. And I don't know where the hell this elevator is coming from, but that's an elevator for sure.
Yeah. Or it could be a dream sequence, but either way, that is not in the wilderness.
Yeah. Unless it's like a lost situation where it's like a bunker again.
True.
It's a hatch.
Dharma initiative.
Yep. Then it's Ty standing all creepy in a doorway. What's new?
Do we think that's Ty's apartment? Does Ty have an apartment or a house? A house.
A house. House. But she's, like, on the outside of the door. Like, someone is, like, closing it on her.
True.
But then it goes to Van and Ty cuddling.
Van looks a little dead, but we know she's not dead because we yeah. do get adult Van.
Yeah, she doesn't look good, though.
No.
The cabin.
We get sad, Missy, adult and child.
Don't cry. Crying's for babies. And then she proceeds to cry like a baby.
Then we have Lottie dead in the middle of the snow.
Yeah. That's the other one that's like, what's happening? Is she having a vision, maybe? Could this be what's happening? What?
Just talk about as her belt, she's using the belt buckle from the fucking plane.
Oh my god.
That's iconic.
Do what you gotta do, but.
This is gonna be a fashion statement this year.
Oh god. It's kind of cute. Yellow Jacket's four.
Go, what were you saying?
I said, I wonder if she's having a vision here.
Oh, I was going with the fact, so since this looks like the same outfit that she's wearing during the elevator,
mm-hmm.
maybe a helicopter found her and, like, dragged her up, or, like, they pushed her from the helicopter up to the ground.
Maybe.
I love that all our theories
are could unhinged.
Possibly be true, because, like, who knows?
Yeah. But you also know that she can't get taken because she's the Antler Queen.
That's true. That's true.
And I don't think they drop her back. But that's also,
like, the theory of, like, they're not out there alone. They must know that she's freaking powerful.
Scary powerful.
Yeah.
Then it's the scene of everybody wearing the animal masks. I don't think... This isn't the girls. Is it?
No, I don't think it is.
I don't think
Like,
it is
this
either.
looks even more culty than the one of them all
It's
wearing
the
dresses.
owl one is creeping me out so much.
Yeah.
I don't like it, but I
Chills.
love it.
Yeah, what does it remind me of?
The auteur and reveal.
Yeah, no, probably.
Yeah.
I mean,
That's
the girl from Stonewall Prep is Shauna's daughter.
true.
Okay.
Yeah, I
And
don't like
then.
that. But I'm very excited to see it.
Same. I'm also excited to figure out what the fuck the symbol means.
Yeah, right? I have no idea.
That's and this is also another reason why, like, that they're not alone. Like, this has to be a fucking cult out there.
Yeah.
It's either a cult or they ran into like Native Americans, indigenous people out in these woods. Like, there's something.
It has to be a cult.
Yeah.
Because that's just a creepy ass symbol.
It is like I
And I
wouldn't
don't
even
think it's a
know.
real one because I feel like people would have already told us that.
Yeah. I don't even know what to make it out of. Like, no matter what angle you look at it from, I have
It makes
no
no
idea what
sense.
it is. So good, though.
Very good. I just don't know what it means. Then there's this another scene of Shauna screaming.
I'm gonna go with this is like them bringing Jackie inside.
I could see that. Because Lottie's just standing pretty chill, but like Ty is like calming her down a bit.
Yeah, which Ty was the one to calm her down outside. Crazy.
Oh God.
And then there's
That's gotta
Tyler.
be traumatic though if they do bring Jackie in.
Maybe try to warm her up and revive her. I don't know, man.
I'm still baffled why Jackie didn't come inside. Like,
Even
I
if
know there's
I.
your pride, but
No, even if I fell asleep, I would not sleep through the
no, you
freezing
don't
cold.
sleep through freezing cold snow pouring down on you.
Jackie's fucking insane.
Sounds false. Then it's Ty investigating a crawl space looking thing.
It's in her house, and
It is
this
that one?
girl does not even look like she knows it
Wait, is
exists.
that Ty or is that her wife?
No, that looks like Ty.
Okay.
Oh, Ty's wife, I think, has shorter hair.
Okay. You can't really see her face, so.
Yeah, I think it's Ty.
Then I think this is Mari dancing in the snow,
I
which
was
is
gonna
kind of
say Ty.
cute. What?
It doesn't even look like Mari.
It's either Mari or it's Lottie. But the smile
Well,
doesn't look like Lottie, so I think it's Mari.
no. She's dancing the flowers in the snow.
Hell yeah. Stream Flowers by Miley Cyrus.
And then it's Natalie, I guess, seeing an animal and trying to kill it.
An animal?
Or a person.
We may never
And then
know.
adult Natalie waking up from what seems to be a very bad nightmare.
Yeah. Maybe that's her
Which
coming
I
out of the possession.
maybe, yeah, I'm assuming this is still in like Lottie's bunker
Yeah, it
thing.
looks like it. Then
And
Shauna
then,
opening a safe.
and all I can look at is her cleavage.
Of course, it looks wonderful, that's why.
I'm really upset that Shauna, adult Shauna, got like the least amount of screen time in this trailer.
Yeah. Maybe that means she has something really good coming up, though.
Maybe. I love that the entire first season I was rooting for her to have an affair and then she killed him. It's my bad bitch. We love
Hell
women's rights,
yeah.
but we love women's wrongs.
Especially when they're hot.
Yeah.
Then it's young Ty with an axe.
Yeah, she's chopping up something.
I think it's wood.
Oh, I was gonna go with like a body.
I was thinking
Weird.
so too originally, but now that I'm looking at the background, it looks like someone else is chopping up something too.
Okay, that's fair. I feel like she'd also have more blood on her.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Then it's the cult looking sequence.
Yes. How many girls are there?
I know. I'm trying to figure out because some of these I'm not. Granted, it's only the back of their head, but I'm not recognizing some of them.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, no, the one beside Shauna's body. So who's the one with the super long hair?
Yeah, I have no idea.
And like, where's. Oh, I think Ty's beside Natalie at the end. But her hair looks too long.
No idea.
Yeah, that shot's weird. I feel like that's a dream sequence.
Unless it's like the team, including the ones that did not make it.
Maybe. It's weird.
Yeah.
Then it's Shauna's husband punching the ceiling.
Yeah, he's stupid. He really thought she was going to book club.
I don't know what he's doing. Yeah. I don't know what he's doing because he's driving something, but he looks like he's in like an attic.
Yeah, no, it does.
I don't know where he is.
No idea.
But then Shauna and Ty walking through the snow.
Stupid.
And Shauna looks a little
Distressed.
distressed. And then it's Misty eating some weird ass looking green fruit.
I thought it was a watermelon.
It might be. Yeah,
But
I
where
think
the
you're
hell are
right.
they getting watermelon in the middle
Exactly.
of the Canada wilderness?
In winter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird, man. And then Ty's no van is climbing down a ladder.
Yeah, where did. I don't remember them ever climbing down the ladder.
No,
Because,
me
like, I mean,
neither.
to get down to the first level of the cabin, but that looks underground.
Oh yeah. Dharma initiated part two.
Yeah, no, actually.
I wouldn't be surprised if they find something like that. And
Yeah,
that's kind of how they
fair.
realize that there's more people. But then there's Nat knocking back, who I have to assume is Natalie. Not Natalie, Lottie.
Okay, so this, the one that's being knocked back, looks like the girl that is dancing. So maybe it's Mari.
Maybe.
But, like, what did Mari do?
But this is also present day. Did Mari get out?
Wait, that's present day?
Yeah, that's like present day Nat's outfit on the bed.
Oh, no, you're right. You're right. Okay, no, I guess it's Lottie.
But it doesn't look like Lottie, but maybe it is.
No, it doesn't.
Then again, we've only seen like one outfit from her.
True.
And Natalie's not changing her outfits if she's held captive, so
Very true. Very true.
Lottie can. Then some guys like levitating.
Levitating, being hung,
One of the two.
one of the above.
Then I'm still stumped on this like weird shot of the fire. I'm genuinely wondering if they are burning somebody. Because that looks like
Yeah.
skin.
It looks like skin, and that looks like clothing. Yeah, it's gotta be a person.
That's personal. We're gonna have to watch people get burned.
Oh,
Yuck.
God.
I can watch them eat them. I don't wanna watch them burn.
Yeah.
Then it's Coach again.
Looking possessed. And then there's Mari looking actually possessed, foaming
Yeah.
from the mouth.
Yeah.
And then there's Travis with his eyes rolled back, looking possessed. And I'm assuming Lottie's hand is on him.
Yeah, I'd say so. Then there's Ty, like, I don't know what she's doing though.
It's like she's trying to hide her face, but her eyes
Yeah,
look weird.
they do.
They
Then
look
again,
like.
I feel like she's got her, those are kind of her eyes though, because I always remember like staring at them because they're like,
They're really pretty,
they're
but they
very
look
pretty.
really off right
They look
now.
really red here.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ty kind of scares me, but I really like her.
I like her. She's frightening, but I like her. I can't believe she's their next mayor, governor, or
Yeah,
senator, or
that's
whatever she
scary.
was
I'd be
elected
moving
for.
immediately. There's Lottie getting shock therapy, which I'm still confused about. Then there's Ewan McGregor, I think. That's not Ewan McGregor, is it?
No.
Who is that?
No idea.
It's the guy from the Lord of the Rings.
Not Ewan McGregor, though.
Elijah Wood. Same person. Who's Ewan McGregor?
He's like he plays Lumiere in the Beauty and the Beast live action movie.
Gotcha. So it's Misty and Elijah Wood. Do we know who he is?
Yeah, no, Misty went on a date with him.
No, I don't remember that.
I'm 99.9% sure Misty went on a date with
Oh, I
him.
trust you. I just don't remember it. I don't remember a lot. But she, like, seems to have told him everything.
Yeah. Did
Because
he
he's.
follow her? We gotta rewatch.
We do.
Literally, we'll actually probably start rewatching immediately after this.
Yeah, I think I'm going to. Now I'm intrigued and I want to watch.
Yes.
But yeah, like Elijah's
What does he
character
say?
says something like,
We'll just replay the clip.
They would have been anyone else.
You got it?
Your friendships are a little more complicated than most.
Kidnap, culting, death, your friendships are a little more complicated than most.
Yeah, to
To say
put
the
it
least.
lightly.
And I love how he says friendships. Misty, like, are they really your friends?
Yeah, to her they are.
To her. To them, no.
No. Then all the girls are dancing around a fire. I don't think there's a body in that fire, so.
No, once again, another cultsy looking thing going on.
Yeah, that's the
Once again,
theme.
dancing of flowers.
Yes. Then someone is smashing in a window. I think it's Ty. Like, I really can't tell. Maybe it's not. I don't know who it is.
Yeah, it looks like someone's just breaking into the car. It might be Natalie, maybe trying to get the fuck out of Lottie's
Maybe. For some reason,
bunker.
I thought it looked like
No,
Ty,
I
and
thought
now
it
I'm looking
was
at it and
Ty
I don't
too.
think it is. But most interestingly, it ends with young Shauna screaming and young Nat in the background with blood like all over her mouth.
Literally all over. She just ate a human.
She did. She told me so herself.
You know what I find interesting about the scene of them dancing around the fire?
What?
If that's not a dream, there's no snow on the ground. It looks like it is snowing,
Yeah.
but there's no snow on the ground. So did like the snow melt when Jackie died? Because
Yeah, I don't know.
there was a lot of snow.
There was a lot of snow. This is them as teenagers, correct?
Yeah, I'm trying to look at them to see if
Because
we
the
knew
one in
any
the
of them.
white coat at the very top looks like Melanie now. Or Nat.
I was gonna say Lottie,
Hair-wise.
and I was gonna say the one on the right is Van.
That one does
Or
look
you
like
know
it.
what? It could be. It could be the adults.
It's weird.
Misty. Misty, Van, Adult Lottie.
It might be
some
because
some of them's new. Some of their hair looks too long. Because the
that's
two
what I'm
on
thinking,
the left side
one...
of the fire looks like their hair's like in ponytails, and none of them have hair that long enough. Besides Lottie and Ty.
Yeah, I'm wondering if the one next to the girl with the pigtails is Ty, like adult Ty. Just because when she spins, her hair looks longer. And she's the only other one I can think of that has dark hair.
True.
Besides the one we've already mentioned. I don't know. It's suspicious. Oh, it's weird.
I have no idea what the hell's going to happen this season.
I'm so confused and I can't wait.
Yes. And I'm sure we're going to be even left with more questions.
Oh, absolutely. If we think they're going to solve anything.
No.
Is that our episode?
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't got much to say because we're befuddled.
Yeah.
I truly just have no idea what they're going to do. But we'll be doing a season one review.
Yeah.
Probably like mid-March. Or do you want to do it earlier?
No, we can do it mid-March.
Okay.
We also have to figure out how we're going to do season two.
Yeah.
Because there are weekly episode drops. It's not a binge show, unfortunately. Yeah.
And I feel like if we did weekly drops, we would just have to be a Yellow Jackets account at that point.
I'm okay.
Which I'm fine with. Or double uploads, but...
I don't have time for that.
Exactly. Maybe we just cover the season or we'll figure it out.
Yeah. I need it to be March 26th, though.
Me too.
Like now.
Like, yeah, like yesterday.
Yeah. The fact that there's filming is still wild. How cold is it in Canada right now?
It's extremely cold to me. What is it for you? Hang on.
Well, if it's extremely cold to you, I think it's extremely cold for me.
I know, I'm trying to figure out what it, like, temperature-wise it is for you.
Let me look.
32?
Oh, that's freezing.
Yeah, it's cold.
That's cold. Yeah, it's 41 here.
Then again, it's 9:30. It's colder at night.
But still.
Yeah. I mean, tomorrow it's getting a high of 4. So... anyway, yeah, it's cold in Canada. I don't know why they're still filming, but have fun. Get that realism.
Yeah.
Don't know what we're doing next week.
I'm hoping maybe we could do another trailer thing, because I'm praying the Ted Lasso trailer will come out.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. Let's pray. Yeah.
I'm curious now, because Izzy said that Ted Lasso has to drop before March to be considered for Emmys. If Yellow Jackets is dropping literally one of the last few days of March, does that mean they're Emmy consideration? Or does their show have to... I don't think their show has to end.
I don't think
but does
so.
At least one episode have to premiere?
I'm gonna say yes.
We'll ask Izzy. I feel like she knows.
She's a big...
She knows her award shows.
Award show girl, yeah.
I don't.
If the Ted Lasso trailer doesn't drop, which please cross your fingers and toes that it does, I don't know what we'll be doing, but hopefully something fun, as we always do, because we're always fun.
Maybe we'll do a game.
Maybe we'll do a game. We haven't done a game in a minute.
We talked about a game a few weeks ago. I just don't remember what it was.
I think I wrote it down, but I don't remember what it was either.
Okay.
This was the Yellow Jackets season 2 trailer breakdown, and we probably didn't break anything down, but we did talk about it.
It was more of a theory kind of thing.
It was. Just us trying to make sense of
what
anything.
Happening.
At least when we did the Wednesday one, like, it was just, like, Like, we didn't understand what was going on, but, like,
Jenna Ortega.
Yeah, that too. But, like, at least then we're just kind of, like, able to be like, oh, this looks fun. This looks cool.
Yeah.
This, you just fucking don't know what's going on.
I'm excited.
I'm very excited.
I really have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. But go watch Yellow Jacket season one.
Yes.
You'll love it.
You will.
Yes, it's so good. It's so addicting. But that was it.
Yeah.
So thank you for joining us on this episode of Enter the Fangirls. You can keep up with us on social media. Our YouTube and Instagram are Enter the Fangirls, and our Twitter is Enter Fangirls.
Make sure you follow us wherever you listen to your podcast, and we can't wait for you to join us on our next episode. Once again, I'm Lexi.
I'm Sam, and this has been Enter the Fangirls.